This is St. Louis Public Radio. Schooling has been taking place online for nearly 2 months in most of Missouri, but about a fifth of the kids in the state don't have a strong enough internet connection to easily make that shift. As St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports, it can be harder to bridge that digital divide in some parts of the region.
For several weeks in March and April, instead of buses dropping kids off at school, gloved and masked teachers stood in their parking lots, handing out computers to families, not even stepping out of their cars.
You have the email address and the internet and all that good stuff? Okay, all right. Have fun, Joey. We miss you, bud.
For Hancock Place, about 1 in 10 families of the South County District don't have internet, so the district gave out preloaded PBS Kids tablets in late April. How many computers schools had to distribute and how quickly they did varied widely district by district. Wealthier ones needed just a few days after school was closed. St. Louis Public Schools was still trying to get computers in families' hands this month. And as weeks of online learning drag on, how often students are logging on to do schoolwork is slipping. Take, for example, Ritner, a district in northwest St. Louis County. Chris Kilbride is the superintendent.
On a weekly basis, it ranges from a high of 55 hours in a week down to a low of 40 seconds.
At the high end, one elementary school in the more affluent Webster Groves district reported 98% engagement of students. It's a different picture in other parts of St. Louis, in part because high-speed internet access is less common in northern and southern parts of the county. And within the city, nearly half the homes on the north side lack strong internet. Only 15% of St. Louis Public Schools families said they had enough technology at home for kids to conduct online learning there. So the SLPS Foundation spent $100,000 buying more tablets and hotspots for the other 85%. Lynn Weeks doesn't have internet at home, so she tracked down two iPads and an internet hotspot from SLPS so her four children, who all attend Ashland Elementary School, can get online to do remote learning.
But still wasn't enough for me because I have four kids and they only fit two, and of course, three out of four of the kids go on at the same time, so one's out and missing out of their lesson for the day.
The level of instruction happening online right now doesn't match up with a normal school day. University City Superintendent Sharonica Hardin-Bartley says that risks leaving students who were already below grade level permanently stuck there.
To think that they will be out of school technically for 6 months is daunting because those delays are going to be even more significant.
UCity handed out hundreds of computers for its 2,600 students, nearly all of whom are considered low income.
We have closed the digital kind of barrier. We provided Chromebooks, but you know, if you're a first grader and you have no parental support at home, that Chromebook doesn't do you much good.
Parent Lynn Weeks is doing all she can. She often looks over the shoulder of King, her youngest, who has a learning disability, to make sure he's on track or to check in with his teacher. But she also has her three girls.
It's a little bit hard because when I'm stuck there with all four of them, trying to keep them all on track and not fall behind, it's a little hard because two out of the four have fallen behind.
Weeks is hoping to return to work as a nursing assistant soon. It will be longer before her children return to a classroom.
So I'm trying to hold up the best I can without, I have crying days. I cry maybe 3 or 4 days out the week because it's just a lot.
But Week says as long as the school provides the internet access, she can make it work. She's a mom, she says, so she has to. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.